Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling something that I know a lot of you are really interested in.
Yeah.
And that is how to become a more confident English speaker.
Absolutely.
Especially if English isn't your first language.
It's a journey.
Yeah, it really is. And I actually found this amazing piece of advice.
Oh, cool.
About exactly this.
Okay.
And so I thought we could kind of dive into it together and see if we can pull out really practical tips.
I love it.
For you all out there.
Awesome.
So the main idea of this advice is actually to stop overthinking and just start speaking.
Oh, wow.
Which
straight in.
And I know it kind of sounds counterintuitive.
It does.
Right. Like you would think.
You want to be prepared.
You want to get everything perfect.
Yeah. Like have all your ducks in a row before you.
Yeah. And practice a million times.
Stir.
But actually this advice is saying, no, just dive in.
Just go for it.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's interesting because it really aligns with a lot of principles in psychology. You know, like exposure therapy.
Yeah.
The idea that the more you do something that makes you nervous,
right,
the less power it has over you.
The less scary it becomes.
Exactly. So in the context of language learning, it's like the more you actually push yourself to speak, even if it feels a little bit messy or uncomfortable at first, you're actually training your brain to be less intimidated by it.
I see.
You're building that confidence muscle.
Okay, so it's almost like by avoiding speaking, you're actually making the problem worse.
You're feeding the fear.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay, so this piece of advice gives us some really practical tips on how to actually do this.
Love that.
So one of the things they recommend is reading aloud.
Oh, that's a good one.
Even if your family thinks you're crazy.
Yeah. I mean, who hasn't gotten some strange looks
from
family members while practicing?
And then the other one was recording yourself speaking for like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And I've tried that one, actually. And it's really helpful.
How did you find it?
But the first time I played it back, I swear I thought a squirrel had gotten into the studio.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine.
It was pretty bad. But why do you think those methods are effective?
Well, you know, when you're reading complex texts out loud, right? Think about things like news articles, essays, even poetry.
Okay.
It forces you to engage with the language on a deeper level.
Uh-huh.
You're not just passively reading it.
Right.
You're actually internalizing the rhythm, the flow, the intonation.
Yeah.
And that helps you develop a more natural and authentic speaking style.
So it's almost like you're training your mouth.
It is. It's like muscle memory.
Okay.
For your mouth.
And what about the recording yourself thing?
Oh, the recording. I love that because it's like having a personal language coach.
Okay.
In your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen back. Identify areas where you might want to improve your pronunciation.
Okay.
Your pacing.
Yeah.
Maybe smooth out some grammatical bumps.
Right.
And the best part is you're doing it in a safe space.
Right.
There's no pressure of a live audience.
It's just you and the squirrel.
Exactly.
I know when I was first learning English, I would get so caught up in trying to sound perfect.
Oh, yeah.
That I would just end up tongue-tied.
Absolutely.
Have you ever experienced that?
All the time. I think it's so common.
Yeah.
Especially when we're so focused on avoiding mistakes or so afraid of making those mistakes that we end up not speaking at all.
And this advice is really emphasizing that mistakes are inevitable.
They are a part of the process.
And actually, they're best teachers.
Absolutely.
How
so? So think about it. Like, this fluency doesn't come from speaking perfectly.
Okay.
Right. It comes from embracing those stumbles, figuring out why they happened, and then adjusting courses. It's like learning to ride a bike. You're going to have a few wobbles before you find your balance.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it really ties into that idea of courage that this advice emphasizes.
Okay.
You know, it's not just about putting in the hours of practice.
Right.
It's about having the guts to put yourself out there, even when it feels scary.
There's this one line in this piece of advice that really resonated with me and said, "The path to confident communication is paved with a whole lot of practice and a little bit of courage."
I love that.
And it's so true.
It is. It's that willingness to step outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
To embrace the possibility of making mistakes.
Oh. And to know that it's okay.
Because that's where the real learning happens.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the more you practice, the more those little victories build on each other.
Absolutely. You nail a tricky pronunciation.
Yeah.
You have a conversation that flows smoothly.
Right.
And suddenly you're feeling more confident.
Yeah.
More willing to take on that next challenge.
Right. So it's like a positive feedback loop.
Well, exactly. The more you do it, the easier it becomes.
So to wrap things up, for everyone listening who's on this journey to boosting their English confidence, what are the key takeaways?
The key takeaways are, don't let fear call the shots.
Don't let fear hold you back.
Practice consistently.
Yes.
Whether it's reading aloud, recording yourself, or just chatting with a friend.
Yeah.
And remember, mistakes are not the enemy.
Yeah.
They are stepping stones.
I love that.
To fluency.
So as we finish up this deep dive,
yeah,
what's one final thought that you want to leave with our listeners?
I would love for you to consider, what's one specific action you can take today?
Today.
To flex those English speaking muscles.
Mm.
Maybe it's reading a page of your favorite book out loud.
Right.
Recording a quick intro video on your phone.
Hmm.
Or even just saying hello to someone in English.
At the coffee shop?
At the coffee shop. Exactly.
Great.
Every small step builds momentum.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive. And we'll see you all next time.
See ya. Bye.